Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The X-Wing 15 Rocket Plane Flying the First Wings into Space by Michelle L. Evans explores one of the most daring and consequential research aircraft programs in aviation history. Developed by NASA, the U.S. Air Force, and the U.S. Navy during the Cold War, the X-Wing 15 was built to push beyond the limits of speed, altitude, materials, and human endurance. Evans presents the program as both an engineering triumph and a human story, following the pilots, flight planners, technicians, and managers who turned experimental flights into usable knowledge. The book situates the X-15 between the era of high-performance jets and the dawn of human spaceflight, showing how its data shaped spacecraft design, re-entry understanding, and operational thinking for later programs. Readers can expect a focused narrative on test culture, the hazards of experimental flight, and the practical breakthroughs that came from repeated, instrumented missions at the edge of space. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the X-15 mattered in the space race. A central theme is the X-15 as a bridge between aeronautics and astronautics. Evans explains how the program emerged from urgent questions that conventional aircraft and early rockets could not answer. What happens to a piloted vehicle at hypersonic speed, at very high altitude, and during the heating of atmospheric re-entry? Instead of treating the X-15 as a spectacle of records, the book frames it as a systematic research tool designed to generate reliable data. The aircraft enabled controlled experiments on stability, control authority, and pilot workload in regimes where aerodynamic surfaces behave differently and where small errors can compound quickly. That research fed directly into the wider national effort to understand how humans and machines could survive and operate near space. The X-15 also highlighted the practical overlap between military requirements and civilian scientific goals, showing how shared facilities, funding, and expertise accelerated progress. By tracking how program objectives evolved over time, the narrative illustrates why the X-15 became an essential stepping stone, contributing lessons that later spacecraft programs used in thermal protection, guidance concepts, and operational planning for high-risk missions. Secondly, engineering a rocket plane for hypersonic flight. The book emphasizes the X-15 as an engineering solution to multiple problems at once: propulsion, structural strength, heat, and controllability. Evans outlines how designers tackled the realities of hypersonic flight, where aerodynamic heating can deform structures and where materials and joints must survive extreme temperature gradients. The X-15 required an airframe built for both high dynamic pressure and near vacuum conditions, plus systems that could function after a dramatic climb and during a steep re-entry. Another major focus is propulsion, including the complexities of integrating a powerful rocket engine with an aircraft that was carried aloft and released for ignition. That launch method introduced unique constraints on weight distribution, ignition reliability, and safety procedures. The X-15 also used innovative control approaches, including reaction controls for thin air where traditional control surfaces lose effectiveness. Evans presents these features as iterative achievements rather than single breakthroughs, reflecting constant redesign, testing, and instrumentation upgrades. The result is a picture of experimental engineering where every subsystem, from fuel handling to telemetry, had to be treated as a research project, and where incremental improvements created a platform capable of repeated flights at the edge of the possible. Thirdly, the human element, test pilots, training, and risk. Evans devotes significant attention to the people who made the X-Wing 15 program work, especially the test pilots who were asked to fly in regimes that had few precedents. The book explores how training and procedures were built to match the aircraft's unusual mission profile. A captive carry under a mothership, a precise drop and ignition sequence, a powered climb, and a high-speed glide back to landing. Each phase demanded disciplined cockpit management, rapid decision-making, and comfort with complex instrumentation. The narrative conveys that X-15 risk was not abstract. It was managed through checklists, chase planes, ground control coordination, and an evolving safety culture that learned from anomalies and near misses. Evans also highlights the psychological dimension of experimental flight, including how pilots balance confidence with respect for unknowns. Importantly, the book portrays the broader team, not just the aviators. Engineers, flight surgeons, and operations staff shaped what was flyable and what was not, and their collaboration influenced mission planning and the pace of experimentation. This topic underscores the program as a human system, where performance depended on communication, trust, and relentless preparation as much as on hardware. Fourthly, flight operations, instrumentation, and data-driven discovery. A key takeaway is that the X-15 was designed to produce knowledge, not merely to break records. Evans describes how each flight functioned as a data-gathering experiment with carefully defined objectives and instrumentation packages. The program relied on telemetry, onboard sensors, and ground-based tracking to capture aerodynamic forces, temperatures, structural loads, and control responses. Because the flight environment changed rapidly across altitude and speed, careful calibration and interpretation were essential. The book shows how operations planning linked directly to research outcomes, choosing flight trajectories, adjusting control laws, and scheduling modifications based on prior results. Readers see how the team turned raw measurements into design guidance, creating a feedback loop from flight to analysis to next configuration. This process also exposes the challenges of experimental programs, such as instrument failures, unexpected interactions between systems, and the difficulty of isolating causes when multiple variables shift at once. Evans presents the X-15 as an early example of what modern aerospace programs call test and evaluation discipline, where rigorous data handling supports safer and more ambitious missions. The topic highlights why the X-15 remains a model for how to learn quickly in high-consequence engineering environments. Lastly, legacy, how X-15 lessons shaped later spaceflight. Evans connects the X-15 program to the broader arc of American space technology by tracing the ideas and practices that carried forward. The aircraft helped clarify the realities of reentry heating, stability margins at high Mach numbers, and the limits of pilot control when aerodynamic forces diminish. Those lessons informed design thinking for later vehicles that needed to survive intense thermal loads and maintain controllability from near space back to runway. The book also highlights how the X-15 influenced organizational knowledge, integrating government agencies, contractors, and test ranges, and building processes to manage fast-paced modifications without losing configuration control. Another aspect of the legacy is cultural. The X-15 exemplified an approach that valued incremental risk reduction through repeated flights, instrumentation, and honest post-flight analysis. That mindset influenced how later programs treated test readiness, flight rules, and contingency planning. Evans also addresses the program's place in public memory, explaining why it can be overlooked next to more visible space missions even though it delivered foundational research. By portraying the X-15 as a laboratory in the sky, the book shows why its achievements endure as practical contributions to aerospace engineering, human factors, and the operational art of flying at the edge of space. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a grounded, mission-level understanding of how early space-era progress was actually achieved, including aerospace enthusiasts, engineering students, historians of technology, and professionals interested in flight test culture. It benefits a reader's life by showing how ambitious goals become achievable through methodical experimentation, teamwork, and disciplined learning from setbacks. The X-15 story is a powerful case study in managing extreme risk without relying on mythology. It demonstrates that innovation is often the result of repeated trials, careful measurement, and the courage to revise assumptions when the data demands it. Compared with many general histories of the space race, Evans focuses on a single program with enough technical and operational detail to explain why the aircraft mattered and how it worked, while still keeping the narrative anchored in people and decisions. That combination makes the book worth buying for anyone who wants more than a highlight reel of records. It offers a clear sense of the challenges behind hypersonic flight, the realities of test operations, and the lasting impact of research aircraft on later spacecraft, making it a distinctive and practical addition to a space history library. If you would like to support Michelle L. Evans, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.